It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, is it possible that technology could actually make us less capable of handling life for ourselves? We explore that question later on.
First, we're talking about a growing trend in Wisconsin schools providing in-house mental health services. Some state school districts are national leaders when it comes to school mental health programs.
One of the first adopters of such a program is the Menasha Joint School District. Here to talk about that program and how it's changed things for students in the Fox Valley is Mary Wisnett. She's a program officer for United Way Fox Cities. Mary, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
So the program in Fox Valley Schools, it's called United Way's Path for Students. What's the idea behind it?
Well, the idea is to eliminate barriers to care for kids who are unable to access care in the community. And one of the things that we found is that, unfortunately, there are barriers besides just financial barriers, which is really what you commonly think of when you think of why people aren't receiving medical services. But there's also transportation barriers, and there's parent work schedules that don't permit them to take time off work to take their child to an appointment in the community. So when we realized all of these barriers were impacting some of the statistics that we were seeing around our kids, we thought, well, if we can't bring the kids to the appointment, let's bring the appointment to the kids. And hopefully they're spending most of their time in school. So we started a school-based program in 2008. And we piloted it in the Menasha Joint School District just to see if it was going to work. And since then, it's had enormously successful results. And so we've expanded to 9 other school districts. So we are in 10 school districts and 23 different schools in the Fox Cities.
So you bring the mental health services to the students in the schools. How does it work?
Well, teachers or counselors may identify a student that is having some issues, and typically they would refer them to a clinic in the community. But if those students have barriers to care, as I mentioned before, then they'll refer them to the PATH program. And our licensed therapists are the very same kinds of therapists that a student might see in the community. They do have particular expertise in dealing with issues around children and adolescents. And so they come to the schools, and they provide the exact same level of service that they would at their home site.
Okay, and how did this program get started? What was the initiative?
Well, in the Fox Cities, we do a community assessment every 5 years. And in 2006, when the Life Study came out, that's the name of our assessment, we found some pretty startling data. We saw that 25% of our local 10th graders reported having experienced depression within the last 30 days. And even more startling, 14% said they had attempted suicide.
Hmm.
So the volunteers at United Way really wanted to look at that issue and figure out why kids weren't getting to the services in the community. And that's when they realized that there were barriers to care, and they developed the PATH program.
So you cited those statistics, 25% of kids experiencing depression, 14% having attempted suicide. Did those numbers start to turn around for you when PATH got implemented?
Well, yeah, I hesitate to say that we're the sole reason some of those numbers have turned around, but we have seen a bit of improvement. When the 2011 Life Study came out, we saw that 21% of students reported that they had experienced some form of depression in the last 30 days, and 10% had attempted suicide. So the numbers have gone down a little bit, but I would hesitate to take full credit for that,
mm-hmm.
Because our community has really come together to address mental health services on a community-wide level. So we are just one of the elements in the Fox Cities that's really working to address that problem.
Well, and how has it impacted the community as a whole?
Well, you know, I can certainly cite our outcome results, because we measure outcomes in two major areas. One is we certainly want the kids that we're taking care of to have improved mental health services and to have improved mental health. And then we also measure outcomes related to school performance. So if their grades have been suffering because of their mental health issues, are their grades now getting better? If they've had a lot of suspensions, detentions, unexcused absences, absences, are those getting better because of their services? And when we can cite data, you know, about 72% of the kids are showing improved functioning and reduced symptoms as a result of PATH.
You can finish.
About 63% are showing improved school performance, both grades, improved grades, as well as improved school behaviors. But, you know, when you kind of get past all of the data, one of the easiest ways to explain success of the program is a quote from the principal of Menasha High School, Dr. Larry Hazy. When he was asked what was the benefit of the PATH program to Menasha High School, he said, "Without this program, these kids would not have graduated from high school." So I think while there's lots of data and so on, that probably is the most meaningful piece of information, that we're giving kids the necessary coping skills so that they are able to be successful in school and then ultimately be successful in life.
So based on your experience with the program, would you say that this is something that should possibly be adopted statewide?
We certainly think so, and we've also seen a lot of other communities that have seen some of the results of our program and have been approaching us to start a program in their community. We've been approached by Racine, by Sheboygan, by Waukesha, and as far away as Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So there certainly is a movement of individual communities to develop a program. But it would be wonderful if we could have some sort of state initiative that would really promote it for all communities, because really there are kids that are just falling through the cracks because they're not able to access very good services in the community, but they're just not able to get there.
How widespread is it? You mentioned your district, and I know there are some others, but how many schools would you say have it?
In our Fox Cities, we're in 23 buildings. We would love to be in every single school in the Fox Cities, but, you know, there's limited resources. So each district picks what schools they feel have the greatest need, and then those are the schools that we're serving right now. But I'm sure that there's, anytime you talk to a school professional, they will tell you, we would love to have PATH in our school too. So I think it's a pretty widespread issue. And, you know, some of the latest statistics we've seen is that anywhere from 20 to 25% of children and adolescents have some sort of mental health issue. So I think it is a pretty serious concern.
In terms of schools that might want to adopt it but see some barriers, one of them might be cost. How does the program get funded?
Right now, we are funding the program in two major ways. One is we bill third-party payers whenever possible. So if families have insurance coverage, if kids are on Badger Care, we certainly bill those. We work with licensed professional agencies, so they are all capable of billing third-party payers. But then we also rely heavily on philanthropic dollars. We've been very fortunate to get a grant from our local community foundation through a basic needs giving partnership that involves a number of foundations within the Fox Cities. And then United Way, of course, also supports the program.
Well, Mary, thanks so much for coming on and telling us about it.
Well, thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Mary Wisnett, Program Officer for United Way Fox City. She was with us to talk about in-school mental health services offered in the Fox Valley, part of a growing trend here in Wisconsin.